Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 4th of October, 2021. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the reflector if you do not want to stay for the net. Okay. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator for this week's net. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E7KI, for letting us use his conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for net control to acknowledge you. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week, well, I punked out. I didn't think of a topic. So this is going to be one of those open mic nets. Anything that's on your mind is fair game. And... well, I see there's only two other stations connected to the conference, and both of you have been here before. You know the drill. We take several check-ins, and I have a list. I see AB3KC and KC3LYZ, and I do not see the NB0X gateway to DMR and et cetera. So I think this is going to be a short net with a very few check-ins. So we might as well get started. If there's anybody listening somehow whose call sign I did not just mention, please come now to be added to my list. Okay, nothing heard. So, oh, wait a minute. I see W0TTY has joined us. So I'm adding W0TTY to my list, and we'll start going down the list here, starting with N4RNW is an in and out. So, KC3LYZ.
Okay, this is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philly. Not much happening this week. Was sort of wrapped up in the last day of the baseball season, all the playoff stuff. And also getting ready to install some new firmware on my one of my hotspots, the DB Megacast, which is one of the old Pi-Star ones. Back to net.
Yeah, I'm not really much of a baseball fan, but I get very annoyed by Cubs fans here in downstate Illinois. I'm from the St. Louis area. So, you know, I'm not really a true blue Cardinals fan, but out of self-defense, I have to, you know, be a Cardinal fan just to survive this Cubs fan-rich environment that I live in. And so the last couple of weeks has been kind of interesting. The Cardinals have really woke up. And the Cubs, I don't know what the heck happened to them. They really went into the toilet this year. I don't know what's up with that. I think maybe they traded away their best players or something. But anyway, I'm happy for the Cards, though. They set a new record. They won 17 games straight. I think their previous record was 14 or 15 straight, set back in the mid-30s. So, that's pretty cool, and I guess that they clinched the chance for the wild card in the playoffs there. So, but like I said, I'm not really much of a baseball fan. I just like to see St. Louis beat out Chicago in any arena. Let's see, who's next on my list here? How about EB3KC?
All right. Well, the meter is looking a lot stronger this week than it did last week. This is AB3KC. Collins, my username on SDS is Dirty Rig. And hello, everybody. Wayne, thanks for running us tonight. Just trying to think what I should report out. And I think I've been experimenting with running hardware about 100, 150 feet away from the house to get good signals. And so Power over Ethernet is obviously something that I've been using. I have the 12-volt battery and inverter setup that I use from time to time when I'm in a pinch. But that's obviously, I mean, it runs all day, but I have to do 2 trips a day to set it up and tear it down. This is all for internet. I have 2 gamers in the house who use pretty good bandwidth and complain about pings a lot. I've been interested, Bob Runinga, WB4APR, who's pretty local. He's down in Annapolis and fairly well known as the inventor of APRS. He has some articles on his webpage about single wire earth return, which I guess should be approached cautiously. I'm worried about killing myself with electricity, but I'm curious about potentially running power out to the setup using single wire earth return. I think it's like 300 volt DC. So perhaps looking at that, I have to make a voltage doubler if I'm going to make that work. And that's all new to me. So it'll be hopefully safe experimenting. Anyway, that's sort of my issue is running the 4G hotspot out in the woods. And it works. I have one that works well on Power over Ethernet, but the other pulls too much amp and seems to not like it. Wants more amp. But that's what's going on here with the open mic from Virginia. Oh, also, one last thing. Wow, I can't believe I didn't time something out, but one more thing. I did meet some local D.C. area SDFers this past week. So that was, well, not in person, but in comm. So that was fun. So making a little bit of local connections on the system. All right, Wayne, I'll send it back to you. AB9FJ, AB3KC.
All right, that sounds pretty cool, especially hooking up with some local SDFers there. And as far as the power over Ethernet there, I think you said something like 160 feet. Off the top of my head, I can't rattle off the figures, but I would think that losses, you know, the DC resistance losses on that long a run of fairly small wire, I would probably look at doing AC instead of DC over that extra pair in your Ethernet cable. 300 volts DC, that sounds... Yeah, I would also be kind of leery about that, but I would think maybe 24 volts AC would be much safer and more reasonable. So anyway, I haven't done the figures on it. Maybe there's some reason why that wouldn't work very well, but it might be worth looking at. We can discuss that more later on here, but next on my list is W0TTY.
Hello to the net. This is Stephen, W0TTY in Seattle, Washington. SDF user ID is SNJ. Thank you, Wayne, for running the net. Nice to hear the other stations in here, as well as the local meetup that Dirty Rig had with some other users. I think that's really cool. And that sounds like a lot of fun. lately I've been using a 6 meter repeater here locally in Seattle, and it's part of the PSRG group, which you're familiar with. But what they've been doing with it recently is linking it with their 2 meter voter system. So, and they have a number of social nets and check-in nets. It's a very, very friendly group, and some of these nets can go on for hours. In fact, I think I've heard some of the Aussies that we sometimes hear even in TechLink check in there as well. But the 6 meter repeater has been brought in as part of these daily nets. So it's fun to hear other stations check in and then say that they're on 6 meters. And you might be monitoring on 146.960. So 2 meters is very interesting. So that's a lot of fun. Thank you, Wayne. I know Mariners are supposedly doing well, like Seattle baseball, but I'm not following that. I'm so sorry. Anyways, this is Stephen, W0TTY in Seattle. Back to Ned.
Okay, thank you, Stephen. Let's see. I don't see any new stations on the dashboard there, so I think we might be wrapping it up pretty soon here, unless we have some rechecks or additional comments. So if you do have some, come now. Well, nothing heard, but I'm kind of curious about how well that 6 meter setup works for the PSRG. Do you get a feeling that there are a lot of people using that, Stephen?
At the moment, there doesn't seem to be a lot of activity on it other than, receiving the 2 meter traffic that then gets muxed, and I'm supposing that's getting over IP. Although, the 6 meter repeater is actually located at the same location as their main 2 meter repeater on Capitol Hill in Seattle. And one thing I want to note, too, is I haven't been involved with PSRG for a while just because of being out of the country and things like that, but the amount of internet station traffic that they have now is almost rivaling the local RF. I mean, it's not that close, but it does seem to be getting quite busier. But what's amazing is that the internet audio is getting to be just as good as the RF audio. There used to be like a pretty good discrepancy between the quality of audio, and so you could tell when there was an internet station on versus RF. But it's getting to be sounding pretty well, and then this addition of a 6 meter repeater is going to be interesting, especially when 6 meter does its magic, because it just goes all the way down the coast, up and down the coast when it does, and a little bit to the southwest. Anyway, thanks for asking about that. W0TTY.
Ah, well, interesting. Well, as it happens, last night, one of our local, well, actually not so local, he's about 30 miles away, you might have heard in the past, November 9, Zulu, India, Victor. He used to be able to access Echolink on his PC, but evidently his ISP did something and he's no longer, I think it's probably a port forwarding thing or whatever, and it's kind of difficult to coach him on using proxies and so forth. So he tends to use RF to come over to our repeater here and get on Echolink. And last night he got on the PSRG net. This was around midnight our time here. So it was like maybe the second hour of the net. And we were treated to some of that, an hour or so of the PSRG the 9 p.m. net at midnight for a while here. So it was kind of interesting to hear all those seven call signs. I did not recognize the net control. I guess they've got a new net control on Saturday night. But it was nice to hear. So let's see. Do we have any new stations joining us? No, I don't see any new stations. So do we have any other comments or rechecks?
Quick recheck from KC3LYZ.
KC3LYZ, you have the floor.
Okay, I'm just wondering if that system in Seattle is the same one that has a monthly net for blind hams that just started recently. I know there's one coming out of there, but I'm not sure if it's that same BSRG. Also, the Mariners just missed the playoffs today.
Maybe Steven knows more about that than I do. Do you have any idea about that, Steven?
I'm just checking on BSRG, their website, to see if they have a net for blind hams. I had heard of that. And I know that there are a number of regulars on PSRG that are blind. But I don't see that on the Nets tab on their website as far as that's concerned. That's very interesting to me. So if there's a monthly one, I'll probably check that out. Sounds very interesting.
I wonder, could it possibly be the Eastern Washington group around Spokane?
Maybe the Evergreen Intertide group that comes to mind. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on. But yeah, it may be an Eastern Washington thing.
Okay, so do we have any other comments or any other conversations for this week's net? Just to give you a heads up, as I was getting ready for the net, I noticed that according to my calculations, this is the 197th SDF ARC net. Now, it's possible that I might have skipped one or I might have counted two nets. It's the same number twice. I need to go back and kind of do an audit on my logs to confirm that. But that means that pretty soon we're going to be hitting number 200. And also we started this net with like New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. Oh, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago? So we're coming close to that anniversary. So you might want to think about what you like about the net, what you don't like about it, what we can do to make it better. So let me pause and see if anybody has any comments now before I wrap it up.
AB3K2.
Go ahead, Colin.
All right. Well, I'm fairly new to the SDF community from, I guess, I've just been around for a month or so. So I'm glad that you started this 3 years ago, and hopefully I can be part of keeping it going, and look forward to the 200 meeting. Maybe I can get my EchoLink to actually work better. And one other thing, appreciate the input on the power over Ethernet. That's probably going to be something I'm looking to increase the power on. I'm just now looking at higher power solutions, so that would be good, especially if I can do it safely and not electrocute myself. Hopefully we'll be around for the 200th meeting, and thanks, Wayne, for keeping this, and I'd like to help keep it going to the 300. AB2KC, back to control.
Well, thank you for the comment there, and let me just say here, when I think of POE, I'm usually thinking of powering like a Wi-Fi airport, hotspot, a router, something that only needs like maybe half an amp at 5 volts or 12 volts, something like that. Are you talking about powering like a 100-watt transmitter, something like that?
So I have two devices. One of them right now is currently running on power over Ethernet. The other one's running on a battery. the first of the sites is my Calix hotspot, the MiFi. I think it's like 8,000 or something. It's just a very normal MiFi that you see everybody has, and that's from Calix. The other one is T-Mobile Home Internet, and it has, I guess it's got lots of radios in it, but it calls for like a 3-amp power supply. I don't think I'm using 3 amps because I've turned all the Wi-Fi radios off. They're all set to off, and it's only running over Ethernet. And I did have it successfully running over the power of Ethernet, but then I started to have problems with it. So, but that T-Mobile home internet device, it looks like a Canon or so. I mean, it's just a round, big thing, and it calls for lots of power. Of course, I turn all the radios off. So that probably helps, but it still does do the cellular hotspot thing work as well. Maybe 3KC.
Okay. Well, when you say 3 amps, I'm assuming you're talking about 12 volts or 5 volts, something like that. So maybe 30 watts total there. If it was 3 amps at 120 volts, that would be something totally different there. But okay. So yeah, I think still the idea of if you've got 160 something feet of cable and you want to send some power down it, I would think about sending 24 volts AC instead of 300 volts DC. But like I said, I haven't really done the figures, so it's just a suggestion. Anyway, let's see if anybody else has anything to say here. Oh, wait a minute. I see VK6BQQ Reg has joined us. Reg, we're having an open mic net this week. There's no particular topic, but let's see, what have we been talking about? We've been talking a little bit about the end of the baseball season coming up here in the United States, and Colin here has got a project. I guess he's got a long run of Ethernet cable and some devices at the end of that cable that he wants to power. With, you know, PoE technology there. So he's looking at that. We also were talking about networks for blind people, and in particular, possibly the Puget Sound repeater group having a net for blind people. So anyway, let me just welcome you here to the net here. If you just want to check in and be done with it, that's okay. Go ahead, VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, I don't have anything to add. I just got in here and turned things on. We've got garbage day today, so I've been busy putting the bins out. Anyway, yeah, I'll listen out and see what's going on here. Good to see everyone in. Wayne, back to you, sir. VK6BQQ Australia.
Well, I think we're about ready to wrap it up here. So I'll make one more call for comments or additional check-ins. I don't see any other conferences linked to us. I don't know where any new check-ins are going to come from. But anyway, if you're out there sneaking around and want to join us, got to call now. Okay, I guess it's time to put a ribbon on it. Let me scroll down on my script here. One more perennial mention that we could use additional net control volunteers. So if you're interested in giving it a try, send me an email at jwh or ab9fj@sdf.org. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's see, where are we? 0034 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, I think we still have the DMR talk group, number 31650. Or you can join us in COM on SDF over in the Anon radio room. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ73.